paragraph tests. This was a very, very important message, and now Rav Nosson Zal adds to it. And for this reason, based on what we just learned, Osur Lilmoid Shum Din Mikavonois. A Jew is forbidden to generate any new halacha, any new law in Torah, from the Kavonois, from the writings of the Arizal, from the Kabbalistic explanations of the Torah. Dahainu sheyetze loy ezedin v'hanhogo al piya kavonois. That a person should extract a halacha or a minhog based on the kavonois. Kize isur godol, because this is extremely forbidden. Ukemoy sheshamati mi Rabbeinu Zal, as I heard, Rav Nosson says, as I heard from Rabbeinu Zal in personal conversations with him. That a person who wants to bring forth new ideas, new explanations in Torah, is permitted to bring forth new explanations, new revelations in the Torah, whatever he wants, if the person is qualified to do it. If he has a smicha from his rabbis, who have said that he is authorized, he has enough thorough knowledge of Shas and Shulchan Aruch and other things, that he's capable of learning halacha and being able to derive, to know how to apply the halacha to new situations that are not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, to electrical appliances, to new technology, to new situations that come up today. Ubilvad, but on condition, shelo yotzi shum din, al pi chidushov udrushov shemechadish b'toira, on condition that if a person is coming up with a chidish in Torah, a new idea, a new explanation of something in the Torah, let's say he learns the story of the Egel HaZohov, and he comes up with a new explanation, a new understanding of why Moshe Rabbeinu did this and this, or why the Jews responded in this and this way, he's not allowed to derive any new halacha from that. That based on this, I'm going to add a particular halacha to the mitzvot tzitzis. Based on what I learned about what the Jews did or didn't do at the time, that based on this, my understanding is that now, besides everything that's written in Shulchan Aruch about tzitzis, I'm going to add a new requirement or a new detail to it. Asur, forbidden. Ki dinei ha-Torah, because halachos, we can only derive from the Torah only based on the words of our rabbis in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval cholila lohitzi shum din al pi svarois shemechadesh v'doirish b'Torah b'derech drush or v'soidos hakabola. But it is forbidden, it is extremely forbidden, for a Jew to derive any new halachos based on his logic, based on his logical understanding of a new piece of logic, a new idea that he derives from the Torah, either in the form of drush or in the study of secrets of Torah. A Jew is not allowed to derive any new halachos in that way. Rav Nosson Zal is writing this, obviously, because this is very tempting. This is a temptation that Lomdim have. People that have great minds and learn a lot, and learn a lot of depth, and they learn what the Rishonim, what the Achronim have written, and then they come up with a Chiddush, they come up with something new. Very often the person is very impressed with what he came up with, that he came up with a new idea. Sometimes his idea is totally invalid, and if he mentions it to his rabbi says, that sounds interesting, but let me show you that I'll disprove it based on these 3 and 3 points, and the person hears it and says, wow, I didn't know that, I didn't realize that, or I forgot that, that's true, I'm wrong, scrap that chiddush, that's gone, erased. Sometimes the rabbi will say, wow, that's a beautiful, beautiful chiddush. I studied a lot of Rishonim Achronim on this topic, I never saw that. It makes perfect sense, sounds great, sounds good. And a person hears that, he feels very good. It's a tremendous privilege. It's brought that this is one of the greatest things that a Jew can possibly do, to bring about an aliyas neshama for a parent that has passed away. When a child is studying Torah and gets to a level where he's zeichet to generate a chiddush, a new concept in Torah and Gemara, in any limud of Torah, nudra, it's a tremendous, tremendous elevation for the soul of a parent who passed away. So person, it's something that a person can feel a tremendous high feeling from. But Rav Nosson is saying, be careful not to translate that into a halacha, into changing something that appears in the Shulchan Aruch, in the halacha, in the way that we actually perform a particular mitzvah, because the only ones who are really qualified to do that are the great, great Chachamim, you know, the Gemara, the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the authors of the Shulchan Aruch, or the Poiskim of our generation, people who are mamish qualified Poiskim. But for an ordinary people who alumdim even, people who alumdim, who can generate chidushim in Gemara, things like that, for them to use that to alter the halacha in any way, extremely dangerous. Now the words kan choser appear here, that obviously there was some more likuti halachas here at this point, which we're missing. We don't have it, unfortunately. And now it picks up haklal, to summarize to what we're saying here, she'ief shelanu lahoitzi shum din vahanhogo al pi svoroseinu bekavonas v'soidois hakabola. It is forbidden for us to derive any halacha or even any custom, any method of operation, how we're going to function in Yiddishkeit, based on personal logic or based on our understanding of the kavonos, the secrets, the Kabbalistic secrets that are explained about the mitzvah, or the soidos hakabbalah, the secrets of Kabbalah. Afilu lechumra. Even if the person's not subtracting from the mitzvah in any way, he's adding. He's going to be a little more strict. Instead of eating a kazayas of matzah, he knows based on certain things in Kabbalah that it's better to have three kazayasim, something like that. Va'alze, forbidden. Va'alze ne'amar, and about this, the Torah says, lo yisosur min hadovar, do not deviate from what the rabbis teach us, yomin usmoil, not to the right and not to the left. Don't add and don't subtract. Ki afilu liyamin, even to the right, dahainu lahachmir ulahoisif, to be more strict and to add, osur, is forbidden. Ki onu tzrichin lehisnaig rak kemoi shetziva yisana Hashem yizborach rabbi senazal. We are required to conduct ourselves only based on what Hashem has instructed us and what our rabbis have taught us. The Elu Hadvorim Nechoichim Lemavin Vyishorim Ulamoitse Das. What Rav Nosson says, these words are very clear and make perfect sense to those who understand and to those who are righteous in understanding Yiddishkeit. Ki be'emes yecholim lehikoshel al yideze yoiser veyoiser, because a person can stumble. A person can get messed up, bigger and bigger, worse and worse. Im yirtza leilech al pi chachmosoi, if he's going to want to follow his own logic, his own intellect. Ukamoshe romas rabbeinazal bekama mekoimois, as rabbeinazal hinted to us in many places, she osur lismoich al chachmosoi klal, that it's forbidden for a Jew to rely on his chachma whatsoever. Rak al emuna levad, but rather only on emuna, kemoi shemosru lanu rabbi sein zechon avraham, as our forefathers have passed down to us, the way that they have taught us to perform the mitzvahs, that's the way we want to perform the mitzvahs. Rav Rosenfeld zechon avraham, when he was giving shiurim in Tikkuni Zohar and things like that, sometimes he would joke. You know, for example, he spoke about certain parts of davening, where you sit during certain parts of davening, you stand during certain parts of davening, and the Zohar HaKadosh tells you why you're supposed to be sitting, because this particular section of the tefillah corresponds to the throne of Hashem. And therefore, since it corresponds to the throne, we daven this tefillah in a seated position. And another part of the tefillah, we're required to stand, etc. I remember it came up regarding putting on tefillin, that when we put on tefillin, the Sfardim have the custom that they sit when they put on the tefillin shel yad, and then they stand. And Rav Rosenfeld, when we were learning this piece in the Zohar Kodesh, he said, this is one of the instances where I envy the Sfardim. I'm jealous of them, because he had learned the Zohar Kodesh, he knew what the Zohar Kodesh says about how the Zohar Kodesh explains why a person should sit when they're putting on the tefillin shel yad, and this is the custom that the Sfardim follow, and yet Rav Rosenfeld never sat when he put on tefillin shel yad. Why? Because he was not a Sfardi, he was an Ashkenazi, and the heritage which he was mekabel from his father, from his rabbis, was to stand. So even though he knew the reasons for why a person should sit, and he understood the Kabbalah behind it, and he had a deep, deep appreciation for it, when it came to Lemaisa, how he performed the mitzvah, he performed it based on the emunah, based on the heritage that was passed down to him from generation to generation, based on true religious leaders, you know, in the Ashkenazic world, etc. Whereas there are many people who don't have that solid, solid background, who when they learn some of these things, right away they start making all kinds of changes and adjustments, and in many cases they don't know what they're doing, and then things go sour, and they don't know why. What did I do wrong? What do you mean? This is what it says. I learned it, you know. If this is what it says, why shouldn't I do it? That's what Rav Nosson Zal has addressed in this piece of Likutei Halachos. He's taught us that after you learn and after you understand, don't forget the emunah. Don't leave your emunah at home. Don't leave home without it. Make sure you have that emunah with you every step of the way. So that you know, and when the das and the emunah are in conflict, usually we favor the emunah. We take the emunah over the das. And then you're safer in most cases.